Boy, here we go. Shot out of the cannon on a Tuesday. Welcome, everybody, to the best 10 minutes on the radio. It's GBH's early edition. Good morning to a big gang on Facebook Live as we get things started here for Tuesday. It's 30 degrees in Boston. It's going to be sunny today. Everything's going to be all right. My name is Joe. I'm joined by the best morning team in the business. Karen, Brendan, and Shelby are on Zoom. Andrew is next door in Studio 5, and that makes it official. Brendan is writing the news as we speak. Good morning to everybody on Facebook, as I mentioned. Alan here says a little warmer, but still chilly, 27. I've got 30 in Boston, but who's counting? 28 in Essex, that's right, Rebecca. Hey, Russ from Salem is here. Stefan says, Twitter bad. I know, I've been thinking about that a lot lately. Sylvia, good morning. Philip, Pa, Stefan, and the whole gang. Mark, good morning. There's so many people, I can't mention them all. I hope you guys are doing okay. I had that second day back thing this morning. The clock went off like, oh boy.
Mm-hmm. I was tired.
What day is it? Did we sleep? What happened? And you have to rebuild everything in your head from the night before.
Mm-hmm. I think that's an effect partly of last week, too.
Mm-hmm.
I just keep waking up thinking it's another Thursday.
Boy.
I don't know
why. Thursday forever.
Just felt like I've worked nearly a whole week every day.
Hank says, best 15. We'll see how we do today, Hank. The stuff you need to know, the sun will come up this morning at 7:12 a.m. And it's going to be sunny with highs around 40. Not too bad. Same tomorrow. Looks like the same next, the rest of the week. So there's your forecast. Didn't feel like 40 yesterday. It was kind of raw and cold, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, the Celtics postponed another game, second consecutive game. COVID protocols, nobody has enough players to get on the court.
Mm.
Tomorrow's game against the Orlando Magic, not looking good, they say.
Mm.
Like our best players are now in COVID quarantine. Sylvia is asking if we're going to vaccinate the journalists. No one has suggested that.
No one's mentioned it.
No one's going to do that to the fake news media. Don't you understand that we're the problem? I keep hearing that. So as the Celtics take another day off, we find out 4,239 new cases, 54 more deaths. I'm just struck this morning. I said this before we got on the radio. 10 months. I keep seeing 10 months. And I start thinking, it has been almost 10 months since we did a show at the station together. Mm-hmm. Since we've been off in remote land, since Shelby's been in the North Pole and Brendan's been in an undisclosed location, all this stuff. It's been so long, I don't even remember what it's... This work is not supposed to be done this way.
I'm going to warn you guys, I'm going to be real weird once we're all back together.
Yeah? I don't know why you're saying
I don't know. It'll take a little adjusting, won't it?
We're not used to working with other people.
You're going
to,
Joe, are going to be like, get out of my space. Why is everybody in my area?
This studio is a sanctuary. No, it's never been like that. It depends who's on the air. But I'll tell you what, I remain, I think, the only staff member who's not broadcasting from home. So I come down this long, dark, creepy, lonely hall every morning. And I think, God, I hope Andrew comes here soon because... Somebody's lurking. Is there anyone else here? And then I find you guys on Zoom. It's just been bizarre, guys. David says, just remember your pants. Is he talking about me or you? I don't know. But when you come back to work.
Because we're coming back.
You will need to wear,
clearly, we're all pantsless right now.
Well, that's what, you know, these are tiny little boxes on Zoom.
If you think I'm not wearing sweatpants in the rest of the office, you're crazy.
As Shelby says, you have to start wearing the hard pants again soon. Right? Hard pants? Mm-hmm.
Yes,
it's like flat money and hard pants. Be the name of a good country album. So we're going to do it again, just like everybody from the far reaches. And Wall Street futures are a little bit higher this morning. I can tell you that after we lost ground yesterday. Big tech has been falling. We've had a lot of gyrations in the market, but I'll tell you what. Bitcoin fell off a cliff yesterday, down like 20%. You know what's on fire right now, though? Pot stocks. Shares of marijuana companies are like now the biggest winners on Wall Street because Democrats have taken control of the Senate. And they think they might, if not legalized federally this year, have a lot more states. New York is apparently going to legalize marijuana. So that isn't that something? We've gone from Apple to pot in leading the market higher. Anyway, breaking news this morning, Donald J. Trump is still the president of the United States. I mean, that's really, you know, that's news. Double breaker this morning. angry dad said no. Did you think it would end this way? I kind of thought Bill Belichick was going to show up at the White House. Maybe not televised. Maybe you see him going in the door. But no, he can't. He's not going to take the Medal of Freedom.
No. Think Biden gives him a make good?
Great question. That's a great. No, you don't think so, Brennan?
I don't know. That's.
I don't know.
That's better than reaching like across the aisle, if you think about it, in a way.
I know, but any association with Trump, especially considering what has just happened,
yeah.
I feel like you're kind of tainted.
Oh, man.
It's a good story as it is. He needs to leave it as it
yeah,
is. Just, it can't just be, I was offered, right I declined, they offered again.
take it. The guy, these guys, they is. Can't get enough of me.
That's right.
They
I wonder
did.
How much he regrets writing that letter.
Oh, the letter, man. He'll never live it down. And then he had to explain the letter, if you remember back in 16, saying that, you know, I'm not about politics or religion. He's a Donald, is a dear friend of mine. I am loyal to him. And, just keep digging. We got a statement from him. It was the strangely worded statement.
Very strange. I was going to say, this letter that we read was not as beautifully written as apparently
how true. Yeah, but it's kind of like we, you know, and then we, it was not decided. It's strange.
Yeah.
Not I or me, but recently I was offered the opportunity, this is a quote, to receive the Medal of Freedom, which I was flattered by out of respect for what the honor represents and admiration for prior recipients. Subsequently, the tragic events of last week, he writes, occurred. And the decision has been made not to move forward with the award. Almost sounds mutual. I'm pretty sure it wasn't. I guess his phone was ringing yesterday when this got out there. And we also learned that he knew about this before the riot. He was, you know, he didn't just hear about this with us yesterday. Ed Markey was on GBH yesterday, said, yeah, don't do it. Much like Jim McGovern had said. So he was hearing from lawmakers, too, I'm sure. So we're going to get an impeachment vote, looks like, tomorrow, as Jim McGovern made clear in an interview yesterday on CNN. Wednesday vote, one article charging incitement of insurrection.
Well, we are working out the details now, but there will be debate, and the American people will be able to witness us making a very strong case why this president is not fit for office.
McGovern's still the chair of the Rules Committee. He's going to be writing the procedure here, right? Today, though, the House will debate and pass that 25th Amendment resolution that will put the clock on Mike Pence. Mm-hmm. And then they'll follow that on, as expected, with the impeachment tomorrow. So we're doing impeachment coverage again. Like, we're doing this again? Can we just pull out the same book, Shelby? I mean,
yeah.
How the... Okay.
So that has been a year at this point.
It's been a year.
Got a couple.
This will be the third impeachment trial I have covered in my career. That's not normal, everybody. That's not normal. Two Capitol police officers have been suspended. If you want the latest on all this, 10 to 15 more, I read, are under investigation. And the acting head of Homeland Security, a guy named Chad Wolf, has resigned. There's like no one left. Donald Trump and Melania are looking around. Even the social secretary quit, as you might have heard.
I think Melania left. I think yesterday's note was her goodbye.
You think that was sent from Scandinavia?
Yeah.
The DOJ now says it's pursuing at least 150 more suspects. We're talking yesterday. Where are the arrests? This is like, man, we got a dragnet going on across the country. Someday somebody's going to tell this story. There's stuff happening right now. They're knocking on doors, pulling people out of houses right now. There is more evidence of coordination, according to Representative Tim Ryan, a Democrat from Ohio, who chairs the subcommittee that oversees the Capitol Police. They're connecting a lot of dots right now, and it's not good. The FBI is specifically working with D.C. and Capitol Police to find people who attacked officers. There's now video out of this guy throwing a fire extinguisher at the heads of officers outside.
Oh, wow.
They have more than 70,000 photographic and video tips so far. And the whole country got together yesterday to watch the perp walk of the dude, the surfer dude, who stole the lectern. His name is Adam Johnson. Lives down in Florida. Shocker. He was released on $25,000 bail yesterday, surrendered his passport, agreed to wear a tether. And when his lawyer, when his defense attorney came out to meet the press, my client's probably really screwed.
You have a photograph of our client in a building, unauthorized to be there with, what appears to be a podium or a lectern. I'm not exactly sure which one it is called.
Lectern.
But that's what we have.
Yeah. Obviously, that presents problems for you as a defense attorney in that you have your client in the building at the time of the break-in.
I don't know how to else explain that, but yeah, that would be a problem. I'm not a magician, and neither is Mr. Bigney. So yeah, we've got photograph of our client.
Okay.
Who would appear to be inside the federal building or inside the Capitol with government property.
Imagine that private meeting with the lawyer. Look, you're in a lot of trouble. Son, you're in a lot of trouble.
This, from the lawyer.
No, there's nothing we can do for you, right?
Yeah. I'm not a magician. I do not have a DeLorean. We're not going back in time.
Oh, yeah. Christopher says, QAnon still saying they're all Antifa actors. It's funny. They never seems to come up in the arrest reports. Yeah, they're going to find a lot of off-duty police and fire there, says Jason. There have been a couple of off-duty police officers have already been emerged here. I guess the Boston police says none. Is that true?
It did.
I think Philip Martin reported that.
Mm-hmm.
At least we don't have to cover that right now.
That they were aware of, I think, is actually how it was.
Yeah, well. So they're warning of armed protests in all 50 state capitals now. The feds are. Mass state police say no specific threat here. That would be for this weekend. Corporate America is digging in, though. This is really something.
That is a long list.
Turn away from politics for a minute. I mean, this is all politics in the end, but, these aren't talking heads or politicians. This is AT&T now has become the largest corporate donor to suspend its PAC from giving money to members who voted against the Electoral College. Dow Chemical, Airbnb, Morgan Stanley, Facebook, Microsoft, Coke, Citigroup, JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs have all suspended PAC donations to both parties, feasibly penalizing those who did the right thing. Interesting, though, did you guys see Hallmark?
It's asking for their money back.
They want the money back. When has that ever happened? From two people, Josh Hawley and Roger Marshall. Send the check back, please. You guys ruined
incredible. It.
This is why we can't have
me.
Nice things. Yeah.
Hallmark,
the card people.
It's a picture of a card.
Boy, oh boy. Yeah, Jeanette says hit him in the wallet. It is true. You know, we can talk in circles politics all day, but this is when things start moving, when the money's involved. So I'm clawing through the house this morning and turn on the computer. Look out the... It's dark. But I know that somewhere out there, Mark Wahlberg, too, is awake.
This is the workout we're doing here. First circuit, second circuit, then supersets in between with the strap keys, all right?
Huh?
But what I'm doing, so we start 2:30.
2:30.
That's after the prayer time. Breakfast.
Yep.
We come down.
What?
Real breakfast. Nice stretch.
Good stretch this morning.
Warm up nice. Hit the workout. Now we're about to do the recovery. We're going to stretch, cool down, and then we're going to eat again.
I'm just cooling down right now.
Two meals before 5 o'clock?
Did you see the schedule? Mark Wahlberg out with a lot of advice for people like us, the early riser. You knew he was part of the, what do they call it, the something club, 2 a.m. club?
He called it the
4 a.m. club.
Yeah.
He's out with his daily schedule. And he has a little bit of advice for people like us. You wake up at 2:30. We're already doing that. In fact, I get up at 2. Followed by prayer time, breakfast, 3:40, first workout of the day. By that, I mean more than one workout every day. Okay. Post-workout meal, 6 a.m. shower. For an hour and a half. He's got an hour and a half long shower in here.
His hot water heater is amazing.
I think my kid should be living with Mark Wahlberg's. I mean,
yeah, that's right. Every tea.
An hour. I hope she never finds out about that. Followed by some golf, snack, the cryo chamber recovery, another snack, family time, meetings, work calls, lunch. More
what
meetings, work
lunch?
Calls, pick up kids at school. Lunch is at 1 p.m. That's
so he gets back on a regular schedule.
Yeah, that's weird.
So he just doesn't eat for.
Pick up the kids at school, snack. Workout number 2 is at 4, followed by a shower, dinner, family time. And here's the trick, guys. Here's what you're doing wrong. You're going to bed way too late.
But I go to bed at 6:30 to wake up at 2:30. Hmm? We're inspired to be better.
Obviously,
inspired to be better.
Crazy tough times, but you know what? People got to really start focusing on their health and their well-being. And we're inspired to be better.
Okay, 2 workouts a day, an hour and a half long shower.
6:30 bedtime.
I don't get it. Why does he have to wake up at 2:30?
Nobody knows.
Why not shift and get up at 3:30 and go to bed at 7:30?
Because then everyone everyone else is up and you're, I am with him. I'll be honest.
Oh, don't ever say those words. Don't ever say you're with Mark Wahlberg.
You get up early.
This is painful.
You're working out before anyone can get in your way and tell you to
just
stop.
So you can be smug.
You get your hour and a half shower uninterrupted, which is, I can't even drink a cup of coffee uninterrupted.
Just imagine this guy in August, 6:30, you go to bed 6:30. You know what? People haven't even gotten home from work yet. I'm not sure I believe all of that.
I fall asleep at 6:30. It might not be in bed.
You have new cover. You can go to bed 6:30. I think we're about to set a record. We got to get the heck out of here. Happy birthdays. Jeff Bezos is 57. Rob Zombie, Haverhill Boy, 57 too. Oliver Platt, 61. Kirstie Alley is 70. Rush Limbaugh is 70. And this morning, we remember Cynthia Robinson, who sang and played the trumpet for Sly and the Family Stone. Born on this day, 1944. All right, now we're really in trouble. Thanks for hanging out with us, Karen, Brendan, Shelby, and Andrew. We're just getting started on GBH.
Support for GBH's early edition comes from you. And FlexJobs, offering a directory of remote, work-from-home, and full and part-time flexible schedule professional jobs, helping you find a job that fits your life. Resume reviews, career coaching, and more at flexjobs.com. And Draper, their guidance technology took astronauts to the moon and back. From outer space to inner cells, they are there, pushing boundaries. They are Draper. Learn more at draper.com. We got the